This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is Best to the Nest, the podcast that is all about creating strong, comfortable, beautiful nests that prepare us to fly. Do you want me to sing Jingle Bells or Oh Holy Night or maybe some sort of Mariah Carey? I could maybe hit the high notes if I hydrated better.
Someday, if we could actually use music on this podcast, I would love to hear you sing Mariah Carey. But for now, you know, we talk about we're beautiful nests. We're also now beautiful skin. And we want to welcome our new sponsor to the podcast, Pour Moi Climate Smart Skincare. It is affordable luxury skincare from France, proven for anti-aging results. I can testify to that. Use code BEST for an extra 20% off with 100% money back guarantee. Go to pourmoiskincare.com. That's pourmoiskincare.com. P-O-U-R-M-O-I skincare.com. And this is perfect because we're doing our holiday gift guide today. So that's definitely going to be on the list. We'll be talking about Pour Moi a little bit later in the podcast. I'm so excited to share these things. Now, are you usually the kind of person that does your shopping well in advance or right up to Christmas Eve?
Right up to Christmas Eve, I try to minimize the amount of gifts I have to buy. And one of my son's teachers mentioned that she loves a bag that I have, actually from Toxie Free in Stillwater, that we're going to talk about in a few minutes too. And I said to my sister, whose son is also in the class, we should get that.
Oh, that's
now
great.
I'm thinking, should I edit that part out? Because do you think she listens to the podcast? Let's just, if you teach one of my children and you're listening, la, 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 la.
Either way, it'll be a nice surprise. You know, it's so funny because I don't have as many gifts to get because in the day I used to do, and I'll talk about this a little bit later, but I used to do client gifts. And so I would do these extensive, like little, and well, we'll get to this later because I'll explain why this is a big deal. But even I didn't even think about teachers and all of those other things that I just don't have to do anymore. So mostly I focus on, you know, my kids who don't want anything.
Campbell, so what's Campbell going to say when you show up with a truckload or a Santa sack of gifts? He's going to tell you, turn that sleigh around, Mom.
Well, you know what? Last year,
what?
Everything I bought for them, they left here.
No.
I didn't even get that much. They didn't want any of it. None of it. What did I get them? Well, last year I did get them. So growing up, I used to use a lot of oils. Before Pour Moi, I used to use a lot of oils on my face because that's what my mother did. And so I always had up all these like oils and the boys would sneak in. And this is like when they were teenagers. And I think Gar said when he would come home for the holidays, sometimes he would take like bottles of it because I would always have a ton of it. And so last year I got them just like their own little skincare regimen of oils and nothing too fancy, but sort of the basic nice things. I don't even know if it was Burt's Bees or whatever it was. No. So I got them all of that and they left it all. And they're like, all we really want is vitamin E. So I ended up sending them Burt's Bees vitamin E. That's all
they
wanted.
That is very funny.
That ended up being like their holiday gift. And then their stockings, which we have talked about in the past, are like a banana. Okay. This is my son right now.
Who's calling you? Oh, see, we're going to confirm that they left the gift.
But I should have left
the banana in the stocking. If you are not a longtime Best to the Nest listener, if you are a longtime nester, you will recall that when Marjorie told me that when her kids were growing up, she would, as a real special gift, put a banana in their stocking. And I nearly peed my pants. It was the closest I've ever been to peeing my pants in a conversation with you, for sure. Because it was like the visual of just like going to the kitchen. And I have small children, so I buy like bananas by the bushel. Right. It was just...
Well, it's, you know, it's so funny how family traditions to somebody else can sound absurd, but that was always what my parents did. My parents filled our stockings with fruit.
Yeah, I know. Like the orange thing was a big deal. I mean, I get it. Yeah.
There was something about the banana, which you just couldn't handle. So
like, is that a banana in your stocking, or are you just happy to see me? Like, you have to say that joke. There's nothing else to say.
So I am. So if you don't know what we're talking about, this is our holiday gift giving guide. And so I did use the fact that we were going to do this today to get my Christmas shopping done. So I bought everybody's. I did my holiday shopping. So I want to start out because I found this great site that you're going to love. It's Boston General Store, and we'll have all of these links in the show notes. So because my son is so difficult to buy for, he is getting eucalyptus shower tablets.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
I know he loves those. I know he will use those, and it comes in a refillable. So my sons are also very much about sustainability, and so they come in a glass jar. And then if he wants to refill it, he can just go to this website and just buy the tablets that are sent to him in recyclable paper.
This website is so cute. This Boston General Store.
Isn't it great?
I can't believe I've never heard of this. And I love that it says Boston General Store. And then underneath it says purveyors. Like, I like that word. I like the word apothecary. Yes. These are words that I'm like very attracted to. And purveyors feels very like, not just like, we're not just trying to sell you. We're not just trying to sell you some junk. We're trying to better your world.
And so the other than what I, then for my, what I hope to be my future daughter-in-law, I got her a hot water bottle, but the one from Boston, the Boston General Store, is like one of the original hot water bottle designs from Germany. And so it has no seams. It's beautifully made. She'll have it forever. They had it in purple, which is her favorite color. And so that's what I'm getting her. And then I think I'm going to try and make for her, out of one of my old cashmere sweaters, water bottle.
A cover.
And so I think that's going to be my aspirational goal before the holidays that I'll...
Boy, you are really transforming. You're cooking and crafting.
I know. Then I found, you will love this, on Boston General. So if you listen to this podcast, you know I'm obsessed with David Sedaris, and I've been listening to his writing. I don't know why. It's bringing me comfort. I listen at night sometimes. But he, one of the things he does as a writer, he carries around a little pad all the time. And so he'll write notes about what he sees or little pieces of dialogue that he hears. And in one of his essays, he talks about the fact that he uses a Penco writing tablet.
What's that?
Just a tiny little tablet. You know how as reporters, we used to have like reporter notebooks the day? Well, this is even smaller. So you can like fit it in your pocket. And that's what he uses to write his notes. And then he'll go home and journal, and he'll sort of formalize what he saw during the day. But the Penco he just uses for in the moment to write something down. Like, and that happens all the time. I'm sure it does for you too. You'll see stuff. It's like, oh, I wish I could remember that. So on Boston General Store, they have Penco tablets.
Oh,
and
fun.
So I bought myself one of those, but I thought if you have a writer in your family or even for little kids, I think the biggest problem with children now is that they don't notice things, not in the way that we used to. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be really fun to put this in as a stocking stuffer for a little kid with a good pen or pencil that they could keep with them and start noticing things.
It's so good because it's so true. I think that practice that's like, that's a practice that could really be helpful to think about in the new year, is less, just a little bit more insulation from information coming at you all the time and being a more active observer in terms of noticing what's going on around you.
It's what children are losing. I mean, there is research to back that up because it's one of the things that, so when my kids were growing up, we took trains everywhere. I love trains. And so we would take very long train trips and we would get a cabin, you know, we would get a train cabin and then they would be in the cabin with me and they were allowed to bring a book, but no devices. And they had to look out the window. They had, or they could read. Those were their choices. And so to this day, I'm not so sure Gar loves trains, but my younger son does. So,
oh my gosh.
So Boston General Store, like I said, the link will be in the show notes. But one of the other things I loved about it is they have, so my older son is, they're in the process of looking for their first home. And one of the things, they both work from home. When they get their home, one of the things I want to buy them is they have newly made, but vintage designed like tape dispenser. stapler.
Oh, I love that stuff.
That are made out of, you know, stainless steel. They're solid. Like I have my grandfather's stapler. It's not going anywhere. And so that's the kind of things that Boston General has on their website. So it's great. It's just
that's good because like a stapler is a classic thing in like, you know, old timey like business office movie scenes that someone would get mad and like throw it across the wall.
It's solid.
At the wall. And it's solid. So it'd make a dent and the stapler would still work.
Yes.
That's so helpful.
Yeah. So it's a really cool website. Now, the other thing you asked about Campbell. So what Campbell is getting is stationery because he is living in New York right now. He's getting stationery and that is made out of craft paper.
Oh, this is my craft paper.
This is my minimalist son. I found stationery. I actually found this on Amazon, which is okay. Sometimes Amazon's okay. It's just craft paper stationery. So it's just brown, neutral paper. And then he has one pen that he uses. And I know this because when he was here visiting, I borrowed his pen and he's like, I have to have that back. It's my only pen. And he loves it. So I took a picture of it without him knowing. And it's just a paper mate gel pen, but it does.
Oh, those are good.
It does write beautifully. So I sent him a pack of those. And that will be all for the holidays.
It's not this one. No. I have three pens sitting in front of me right now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm showing you.
That wouldn't do. It would have to be this one particular pen that he has. So I sent him like a pack of six.
Oh, wow.
Total gift for that child cost about $12 or $13 tops with free delivery from Amazon. So, but that's, he's done for the holidays. That's it.
That's all he needs. I will tell you, I have a giant roll of craft paper, brown craft paper from Amazon that I probably bought 5 years ago.
Love that.
I did not realize how large it was until the box arrived. And I was like, wow, this, it's like 4 feet tall. I mean, it was a little bit insane. I'm like, what did I do here? But I will tell you, I use it for everything. I wrap every gift in it because it could just really easily be recycled. The kids can draw on it. I just add beautiful ribbon on top and then I'll lay it out on the table like that the kids can draw on. You can use it as a table runner.
It's great.
I mean, it's really is like a very useful thing and it's lasted me. I mean, I'm not kidding, like 5 years. It was so heavy. I could barely even get it in the house.
My next pick is something that I got as a gift, which I had to look up. But it reminded me, so when I used to do, when we were doing the morning show, my husband did the morning show, we had clients. So we had advertisers that only advertised or advertised on the morning show that were particular to our show. And so we would do client gifts. And then I've always sort of done that in business gifts. And for many years, I would just do like a really great bottle of champagne, like a just a really nice bottle of champagne. And then, you know, as you start to get more sensitive to the idea that there are people that aren't drinkers, I was trying to find other things. And then somebody gave me this Symmetry Floral Essence Tonic. And, you know, there's this whole movement of sort of sober drinking where you can mix drinks that taste like, they taste like an adult beverage, but there's no liquor in them.
Right.
And this company, so I looked up the company. This is extraordinary. It's out of South Africa. You should go to this website. It's geometricdrinks.co.za. So it's out of South Africa. But the one that I'm drinking right now, so it's a basic concentrated tonic essence.
Oh,
so you can add it to, you know, if it's good, this makes an unbelievable gin and tonic. But what you can do is just put it in seltzer water, plain seltzer water, and just have a really wonderful drink. So the one I'm drinking now is the Symmetry Floral Tonic Essence. Listen to what's in this, Elizabeth. Lavender, chamomile, and then rose-scented pelargonium. I can't even pronounce it.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds great.
And the copy from the website says, we find this indigenous plant in the cooler mountain areas of the Cape, prized for its beautiful, musky rose scent. This is so good. Just 50 milliliters of this with just regular seltzer water. It's and I add a little bit of honey to it, too, because I like the taste of honey. It's so good.
It says,
and then the other one that I got was the citrus tonic, which is also wonderful.
Oh, this is great. It says Geometric Drinks Company creates botanically driven libations, expertly structured flavors with an O-U-R-S. And you know that I really love that. Sapped from nature. These are beautiful. I love this movement because I love a cocktail and I love a glass of wine. And I really just love, like, mainly I love learning about how these things are made. And then I love enjoying them because I love the process of everything that goes into it, particularly when it comes to wine. And then with gin, I love it because I love the different botanicals that you can put in. And it's got that kind of herbal note, but the older one gets, Marjorie Punnett, the harder it gets to sleep well when you've consumed the old alcohol. You quit drinking in your prime drinking days.
I did. I didn't.
And you wasted them.
Like 21 to 38. I didn't.
Which
drink
is
at
when
all.
You can actually handle it and sleep exactly. after you drink. And then past those years, you're like, wait a second, what just happened? Why am I out three times a night?
Well, drinking doesn't bother me like that. It doesn't.
That's amazing.
But
that's amazing because everyone I know it's hard for as you get older.
And maybe it's because I skipped all those other years.
Maybe.
I don't know, but it really does not affect me. And I don't drink that much. I mean, I'll have one glass of wine. I'm sure if I had more than that, it would.
Yeah.
But I generally drink in real moderation. So it doesn't bother me. But what I do love is when you start to look at the drinks that you're having and how you make your drinks at home, you can upscale your own drinks. I mean, I used to cover this when I did food television. We did a lot of bartending. And so that's really where I learned about, oh my God, these drinks are amazing. And so this is just something that it's called Symmetry Floral Tonic Essence. And it's just a way at home, if you're going to make a gin and tonic, why don't you have the best gin and tonic? You can have a great gin and tonic in most major cities now is anywhere between $15 and $20. You can make an extraordinary drink at home if that's what you want to do.
Boy, these bottles are beautiful to sit out on your bar too.
I know, as a gift,
this is a good gift.
But that's one of the things I was thinking about is this is also the kind of gift that sort of forces you to shop local. Like certainly you can go to this website and you can get it shipped from South Africa and you can do that. But you can also find these kind of tonics. When I was in Arizona, so many tonic of these like really specialized companies were popping up all over the place in Arizona. I cannot believe the same isn't true in most major cities. So it forces you to go to like your really cool store down on your main street and find they'll sell stuff like this. And for people who drink, it's such a gift. And for people who don't, it's such a gift because it's not something people, it's not cheap. So it's not something that people feel really, I think, comfortable like, oh, I'm just going to buy this for myself. But it's, I think it's a great gift.
Yeah, I will say there's, Lori Kroll, who owns Golden Fig on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, if you're local to Minneapolis.
Exactly.
She sells, like, Seed Lip is another brand that they do some really good NA mixers. This one that you're showing seems like even more special than that. So, so she has a pretty good selection. And then there's actually a non-alcoholic bottle shop called Marigold that has opened in the Twin Cities in the last couple of years. And it's so cool. I think you would really like to go there next time you're in town because... She has like NA everything. I mean, not just like mixer things, but like NA rosé, NA champagne,
that's all great.
These different things. And it's certainly becoming more of a movement. And I think the movement is also pushed too by the wider availability of the old marijuana, because then people, if you're consuming that, you're likely not doing both. And a lot of people find that if they're like popping gummies, they feel better than if they're drinking a whole bunch of gin. But you know, that's a story for another day, Marjorie.
Popping gummies. Did we ever think we would use those words together?
Guess who's into gummies? Like everyone, every grown-up. It's a whole fascinating thing. It's really interesting.
One of my favorite chefs in Arizona is now running a company that makes edibles. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to him about it. And what was really cool is the reason he was hired is because they wanted, he's a fabulous chef. They wanted his precision and his expertise on mixing. And so, because one of the problems is if you don't do really high-end edibles, like your dosing is off. Like you have to make sure that you're getting that what the dose says it is what it actually is. So it metabolizes properly in your body. And then real quickly, last but not least, I was trying to think of things that other people don't think about. And I will say one of my favorite websites is called Everything But The House.
I don't know what that is.
It's an auction website. I go there a lot for jewelry, which your sister is very into and is doing quite well with her. What's the name of her company again?
Hers is The Emerald Carrot. She's on Instagram, carrot like K-A-R-A-T, not an actual eating carrot.
she sells some really, really beautiful things, but I've been going to Everything But the House pretty much since it started. And you can find a lot of vintage pieces, and it's an auction site. So I went there last night because I thought, you know, if I were looking for gifts, what would I look for? And so I was looking at what was being auctioned last night, and I bid on a couple of things. I didn't, and sometimes it's just fun to bid, and you know, you're not going to win, but you're just bidding. And because they're smart, they had batches and batches of sterling silver Christmas ornaments. You know, batches of like six or seven snowflakes. You know, Reed and Barton,
that's fun.
Gorham, all of this, the sort of the fine sterling companies will all do sort of celebratory Christmas ornaments. So you can have, you know, 2001 through 2002. So these were just batches of random beautiful sterling silver ornaments. And I think in the end, one of the lots went for about $160, but it was six or seven ornaments. So, I mean, you could do that, whether you put that on a gift or you just gave that as a gift itself. It's quite a lovely gift. And the other thing that they had, which I was so close to bidding on, but I'm trying to get rid of stuff, not accumulate stuff, is they had a sterling silver kaleidoscope. I love kaleidoscopes. That the usually kaleidoscopes are filled with glass.
Yeah. You know,
this was filled with rubies and amethyst and precious stones.
Oh my gosh.
It was, how cool a gift is that? I mean, just to be sitting on a table, it was beautiful. And I think that went for something like $200.
Oh yeah. I mean, you need that along with the opera glasses that you were going to get from my sister at the Emerald Carrot.
Yes, I need to still get those. I hope she didn't sell it.
I don't know if she still has those, but that is fun. You know, I like your idea too, though, of ornaments, of doing like a set. Because I always feel like one random ornament is kind of a weird deal.
It's only good if you like put it on the gift, but then what do you do with it after?
That's how I feel. Because then it's, I mean, I don't really do like a mismatched tree. I think maybe there's some charm to doing that. I just don't. So then if I end up with one, I'm kind of like, all right, well,
what do I
here
do with
it
this?
Is. Yeah. Yeah. But my mom, you know, my mom was a designer when we were growing up. So like we never did mismatched trees. It was like this year, the theme is turquoise and gold. And then like that was the ornaments.
You know what my mom used to do every year? And this is so funny to me when I look back for the holidays. So I grew up in a big old house in Chicago. And so it had, you know, a sunroom is large and it had a beautiful sunroom on one side of the house. And my mom, for the holidays, this is still so weird to me. So there were many, many chandeliers in the house. And there were many boxes of extra of the
crystals.
Yeah. And so she would take the extra ones and she would hang them in the whole sunroom. So there'd be like just a room full of just crystals hanging from the ceiling.
And then like rainbows coming through.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And how she had the energy to do that, I really don't know, but it was really lovely. But okay, she would always do that for the holidays. She would do that for
what
the holidays.
What is that house now? I mean, whenever you talk about that big house, because it was in the city, wasn't it?
It's in the city. It was in sort of it's on the north side of Chicago. In at the time, what was a very not terribly safe neighborhood, but it was one street in this neighborhood where it was just a house of old mansions. And on the street, it was filled with artists and lawyers. And it was so idiosyncratic to that small area. Studs Terkel, who's a famous writer, lived on the street. He's a famous Chicago writer. There was a famous artist who I can't remember his name, but he used to do these carved bumper sculptures. He's pretty famous. And so on his house, he had an orangutan, like a 7-foot orangutan hanging out of one of his windows.
Oh my gosh.
So it's just a really cool street. But the house I grew up in, I think it was six or seven bedrooms. When it was built in 1901, so
yeah,
huge, massive, like the door to the music room, Elizabeth, was burled oak with a huge glass. It wasn't solid wood. It was burled oak trim, and you pulled the glass shut. You pulled the door shut, and it was glass, so that if someone were playing in the music room, they could be seen.
Oh, wow.
The bookcases were all, you know, carved lion heads.
Is it a home now, or is it like...
It's still
an individual single family home.
Single family. The whole street is still single family homes. I mean, I think last time I looked, it was like 1.4 million, 1.5 million, 1.2 million, It was over a million.
What do you think your parents paid for it?
Oh, I know exactly what they paid for it. They paid $60,000 for it.
No, oh my God.
In 1972.
Oh, I love stories like that.
$60,000. It was insane. I mean, front staircase, back staircase, front staircase with a landing. I mean, a proper landing with a seat, with a bowed stained glass window. It was a strange way to grow up. It was a very strange way, but a great house for tag. Because you could go up the back staircase and down the front staircase.
I'm so charmed by two staircase houses. My sister has two staircases in her house in St. Paul. Yeah. And it's, I just think it's so fun. It's really a fun thing. Every house that we looked at that had two staircases, I was like, and their house isn't even, I mean, it's not nearly that size at all.
Right.
It's much smaller, but they have two staircases still. Yeah.
And mind you, we were not wealthy. We were fine. But we were not, at this point, my father was just working and, you know, we were just sort of an average family, but that my parents really wanted to move back to the city. And part of the reason the house cost what it cost was because it was a tricky neighborhood and not a good neighborhood. And they were very much about service. And so we moved back in. And so my father was doing quite a bit of volunteer work, not only at the Catholic school that I grew up in, which was at the time was the poorest Catholic school in the Archdiocese. One of the poorest, probably not the poorest, one of the poorest. So he did a lot of activism with that. But
okay, so I kind of feel like you've answered your question about, am I going to decorate this year? When you were thinking about like, should I get boxes of stuff out and decorate? Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like you should do some crystals somewhere. Just like hang some in the windows. Like you could find
my
some.
My sister has all the crystals. My sister has them. So but not all of them.
Get
but
those. Get some other ones and hang just like a few in the windows. Oh, I think that's a charming idea.
But everything but the house, for unique gifts that you really can't find anywhere else, it's fascinating. And it's also really fun. It's just really fun. I mean, I've gotten some beautiful, what I usually will get there is I like Mexican silver. Mm-hmm. Because it reminds me of my grandmother. And so Taxco is a place in Mexico where a lot of silver comes from. And there's particular design to Taxco silver. So I'll often just click in, you know, Taxco Mexican silver. And sometimes the pieces of jewelry will pop up and I'll usually buy those. So it's a great site. So that's a very long list.
That's a good list. Okay, well, I'm going to start with the list of holiday gifts from our presenting sponsor, Best to the Nest, which is Pour Moi Climate Smart Skincare, because their holiday gift store is open for business. And I will say, and I would like to just promote this to all businesses, please do your Black Friday deals before Black Friday.
Yes.
When it is only out on Black Friday, I become overwhelmed and paralyzed and I can't purchase anything. And I know I'm not the only one. So I'm just making that public service announcement while I tell you that Pour Moi's holiday gift store is open. And this is really my favorite time to buy. I will say any type of like cosmetics, makeup, skincare, those kinds of things, because companies just like Pour Moi tend to put together these really lovely gift sets. And that makes me happy because I love like gifts with purchase. I love the bonus things. And then you can end up getting the best deal and setting yourself up for the whole year. So the one gift set I want to make sure to mention from Pour Moi's holiday gift store is the $150 set. And it comes with this bag that is so cool. It's like, you would actually really like this, Marjorie, because you unzip it. It's really minimalist looking, but it just kind of then opens up and folds down flat on the counter. So you can
pile
everything in. So you're not digging. And
I love that.
And you don't have to find a place to hang the bag. And it's really like, it's totally unisex. So it doesn't matter what your style is or your gender or anything. This bag is a great fit. And you can fit all of your skincare in there and then everything else so that you're all set to go when you travel. But it's the gift set that they have is the Holiday Gift of Youth. It has the serum, the hydrating balancer, 2 day creams, you know, that you alternate based on the daily weather, the sunlight drops, which are my favorite. You also get a night cream and a body cream and the bag, and it's $150. And then if you use the code BEST, you can also take 20% off of those gift sets. So even though the gift sets are already, that one is 55% off. The way that they package it for all the holidays.
Oh, that's
and then
a
you
great
can
deal.
Add the extra 20%.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I do love companies that really up their game at the holidays. Ian wears lime basil from Jo Malone.
Oh, I love that one.
So it's always fun when you could get a good set. And the reason he was able to pick the lime basil is what, for Christmas one year, I bought him, Jo Malone used to put out a little tester. So it was just a box that had six or seven different scents. And then he picked his scent from there. And that's the scent he's worn for years now. But I love that Pour Moi has sort of done this. They've upped their game a little bit for holidays to make it extra special for everybody when you're shopping. And that extra 20% is a big darn deal.
Yeah. That's great. You can order online, pourmoiskincare.com. That's P-O-U-R-M-O-I skincare.com. And then... okay, I have some other picks for you. And some of these involved former Best to the Nest guests, which I always think is fun when we can support people that we know. So I put together a few things from Toxie-Free in Stillwater. And, you know, we've had Laura on the show from Toxie-Free, and she's so amazing. And she curates just incredible things for your home, for your life, for your food consumption that are all completely toxie-free. I mean, there's no toxins. It's just the best. I always say if it's good enough for Laura, it's too good for me. So I've put together some of the things. Good enough for you, it's too good for me. One gift that I think is really fun for someone who's like a foodie, or this would be a good one if you're looking for like a client gift, Marjorie, is they have these beautiful finishing salts and then this clay salt pig. So a salt pig is just like a vessel to hold salt. And then they also have a gorgeous olive oil that I use from there that I just love so much. And it's like universal. And I feel like a set of those three things would be such a lovely gift. You could even add in a little tiny cute wooden spoon that they have there to help you scoop the salt out of the salt pig. But that's a really beautiful client, teacher, anything gift. I you know, like certain things I kind of stay away from, like scented candles, I really stay away from for people. Coffee, I kind of do, but only if I know people like coffee. That's kind of tricky. This, I feel like, who doesn't like salt and oil? If you don't like salt and oil, how are you even living? I don't know.
I do think, even though I was talking about everything but the house in terms of those kinds of gifts, I do think consumable gifts are the best gifts.
I do.
If you don't know somebody super well, or just in general, it's really nice to give people something that will go away, that they'll, you know, they'll use and then...
Okay, well, this next item, actually, I think your boys might like if you want to get them something else, even though they don't want anything. She's shaking her head. She's like, they don't want anything. But it's this really gorgeous Japanese handmade knife. So if you're into cooking at all and you're going to have one great knife, this is the knife to have. And Laura and Behzad searched high and low for this like gorgeous knife. They travel to Japan and they love it so much. And I don't have this yet, but it's like really on my wish list. And it's something I think I would love to get for Jay too. I think that's also a really good husband gift. If your husband is into cooking or like grilling or whatever, having one great knife that's theirs that doesn't get used and wrecked by everyone else in the family is a really nice gift. Or if you go to someone's home and you notice that they have terrible knives, I'm talking about my parents. Hi, mom and dad. Love you guys so much. You have bad knives at your house. This one I think would be a really, really something special.
So there's a knife maker in Phoenix. And so when Campbell got his master's, I think that's what he got. That was his gift.
See?
And he
didn't leave it at your house? Did he take it with him?
I think he's always had it with him until now because he couldn't fly with it, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think if he moves out to New York, then it'll go with him. Because if you're a cook, and this is what I learned just being around so many chefs who carry their own knives many times, the knife is crucial. I think that's a great suggestion. That's a great suggestion. And a good knife is crucial.
These chefs must check theirs or ship them when they go to these like food and wine festivals and stuff, because they always all have their own like fold up, roll up deal of their knives.
I never thought, because I know that Campbell couldn't bring his. And so I know it's probably here in storage, but that was what he wanted and that's what he got. So
good. The other thing that that Laura has at Toxie-Free that I really love is the plant dyed yoga mat. I've talked about this. We just got sister Katie and I got this for Jenny for her birthday this summer. And it's so beautiful because it has these Ayurvedic herbs sewn into the fabric. It's all naturally plant dyed. And when we think about like the conversation that we had with Teresa from Get Ben's Farms last week and being really intentional about your textiles, the yoga is like the biggest thing. And we've talked about this, and I've never understood once my eyes were sort of opened, I'm like, boy, you're doing yoga, you're sweating, you're bare feet, and you're on plastic. Like
heated. And you're doing heated yoga sometimes.
Heated.
Yeah.
Thinking like, this does not feel great. And yeah. I have this plant dyed yoga mat and I love it so much. And you can use it even as a rug. So it's a really beautiful, like, because it's yoga mat size, you can put it up against your bed. So it's like the first thing that your feet hit when your feet hit the ground, when you get out of bed, and then you can kind of smell the herbs too. So you can think of it as a yoga mat, but you can also think of it as a rug that you could use in other places in your home too. And they're gorgeous. And I love them. And they have like a lovely texture and the scent is so good.
You know, I am at our house here in Kansas. We have a French doors. It's just this cute little house. We sort of live in the city, but we face woods. So it actually, our house looks like a cabin, but we have these French doors that face the woods. And then we have a raised stone patio. And it's hard to describe, but basically there was part of the patio, the previous owner had left it dirt. Because I think he did plantings there.
Oh, yeah.
And so there was nothing in it. And so I found thyme. And I'm trying to, it's woolly thyme. I think it's what it's called. And it's sort of a silver gray kind of fluffy thyme that you can walk on. And I planted it 3 years ago. And now it's taking over the whole patio. So eventually the whole patio, I'll be cutting out the stones so you can see the stones, but it'll be primarily thyme. And the reason I say all this is because when you talk about stepping on the mat,
yeah.
I go out in the morning and I walk on the thyme and it releases, it smells so beautiful.
Oh,
and
it's my
very
gosh,
subtle.
Marjorie.
It's not like, you know, when you stick a plug in your house, I think that's what we forget is scent isn't supposed to overtake us. It's supposed to be an essence, but it's very bouncy. And so I'll walk on it and then it just releases this little bit of scent. It's so amazing and so wonderful. So when you talk about that with the yoga mat, I think that that release of an essence of a smell is really powerful. It's really
this
cool.
Little like thyme bed that you're going and standing in barefoot, Marjorie. Mm-hmm. This is like the best thing you can do for your health and your
I
well-being.
Know, because our guest told us to do that. Remember?
And then you're looking at the getting the natural light in when you're out there.
Yeah, it's really. But the woolly thyme, not as you could give this as a gift. It's such a hearty. Little plant requires very little water, which was also important because we're, you know, especially here in Kansas, we weren't getting a lot of rain last summer and it did fine. I mean, I had to water it a little bit, but it did fine. But it's got this really fuzzy thing. But what's cool about it is, Elizabeth, you step on it, it's soft and yeah. Then it just recovers. And
magic.
So it will be, yeah, it's really great. So, I mean, 10
You're
years
You're also
from now,
a slight person. I might squash it.
No, you would not squash it.
I wonder if it would grow. And, you know, we just moved from zone 4B growing to 5A here in the Twin Cities. They redid the map.
Does that mean warmer?
Warmer, yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah, I know. But
it's
I wonder if it
bad.
Would grow there. Exactly. Like all things, right?
Yeah,
like so many things.
Yeah.
Okay, there's another company that I just ordered a couple of products from called Toops & Co., and I have been seeing some things from them, and I know some people who use some of their products. It's cosmetics and body care that are handmade in Alabama. And I am always love clean makeup. And I've really used that exclusively, even with my television career, for probably 15 years. I mean, really, before I came to the Twin Cities, I would use, you know, just some of those big name brands.
Right.
And then as I started to learn more, I switched. And as we went to HD, you know, it's like a lot of that stuff was just like shellacking so much makeup on. And I honestly, at 42, I wear less makeup on TV than I ever wore in my 20s.
That's
Isn't
amazing.
That funny?
That is amazing, though.
It's
especially
just
with
so
HD.
Much less. Yeah.
Like for people who aren't in TV, HD just shows everything.
So you can't really do like this mask of just makeup because you end up looking so caked on and so heavy. So, but what I just got from this company, and Marjorie, I think you might like these, the tinted lip balm and the organic lip gloss from this Toops & Co. I'm super sensitive to the taste and the scent of lip products. And these are so good. And lip glosses are hard to find that are really clean ingredients because they tend to have all sorts of like things that make it sticky and shiny and all that kind of stuff. But I have been so impressed. I got this tinted lip balm it's just like a really light tint. And then the gloss, I got like a nude color gloss. and I'm loving them so far. So I just started using them the last few days when I ordered them. So I would try that product as well. I got their foundation too, and I've only tried it once. I'm going to try it this week on TV and see how it goes. But it has an amazing aroma to it. Like, I think it has essential oils in it. And so like on my face, it feels really nice.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
You sort of, I'm always sort of one step behind you on the makeup thing. So I finally, cause I don't wear a lot. And so I wasn't really thinking too much about it. And then I asked you what you were wearing. And at the time you were wearing Ilia.
I still love Ilia. Yep. I use a lot of Ilia.
That's all I use now, but now I have to catch up with you again. You've got a new brand. And so, but I,
Jay's always like, why can't you just like something and stick with it? And I'm like, I do, but then I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I want to try that.
But it matters to pay attention.
Yeah, it does. And the first thing you get, I think also too, if you're giving gifts to like teens or tweens, if you want to do like lip glosses, I was kind of thinking about doing a couple of these for my nieces because, you know,
Horst
Ruckelbacher, the founder of Aveda, would always say the number one product that you should switch out for clean beauty is your lip product because you are literally eating it. You're consuming it. And so that's the best thing to switch out. And I just am loving this. And I think it's just like, this is like a tiny little company, but I've been happy with that.
I'm amazed at women who wear lipstick every day. Just, I think I've probably worn lipstick 10 times in my life. It's stunning to me.
Do you put a balm on?
Nope.
See, this is my friend Catherine who was over last night. She said the same thing. She's like, the only thing she puts on her mouth is Aquaphor at night. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to, I hate to judge, but maybe we can do a little swap-a-doodle-doo on that guy.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And so then we were discussing this and she said she never uses any lip product either. I don't know. I think it's because my mom is from Texas. Like, yeah, she is. I mean, it was lipstick.
She's buttoned up. Yeah, she is buttoned up. And I like the look of it. And I have tried. I have tried different colors. I've tried, but because I've never done it, I feel like the Joker. I just feel like it feels so weird to me.
Well, you also have a good lip shape. I mean, I think sometimes people, if they have like really thin lips, they kind of rely on the lipstick to kind of give them a little bit of a boost.
Right.
And you don't have that. Oh, nice kissy face, Marjorie. People are listening to this, but they're not seeing that. When I said, what was interesting about that reaction is when I said like, oh, you have a great lip shape. You automatically made them into like a funny shape.
Yes. There you go. There you go. What else you got on your list?
Okay. So I talk a lot about red light therapy. I used a couple different red light devices on my ankle, like nonstop when I broke it. And I actually need to get back into doing it on my ankle all the time because I can feel this. And the Mito, the company that I have is Mito, is one of the devices that I have. And this is the one that my mom got me and my sisters as a gift a couple of years ago. So I think it's really a great gift because it can be kind of hard to buy for yourself. I have the Mito Mobile Flex. And it is nice because you can plug it in with USB to charge it up, and then it's wireless when you use it. So you can use it on your face. You can use it if you have like any kind of back pain or if you have like a knee pain or anything like that. Like, it, red light really is all about stimulating your mitochondria. It's about like stimulating that, those cells. And if you start to dig into the research on red light therapy, you'll become obsessed. And it's just so cool and so interesting. So this is kind of a nice little device that you can get. And people always ask me which one I use. And so I just say that one. I do have a code for 5% off. It's eReese. We'll put it in the show notes too. So if you want to save a little bit of money, you can, but I think that one is like $249. So it's, you know, the red light devices aren't cheap, but it's not $1,000.
But these are things too, though. I mean, these are things that, I mean, that would be out of my budget as a gift to somebody. Like, I don't spend that much money. But I liked even the way you were talking about with the teacher's gift, where you knew that she liked that purse. You talked to your sister about it. I think sometimes if you gather forces and all chip in together to get something really good and really meaningful and something that matters, that's okay to do too. I mean, I would, to get a mito. I mean, that would be so cool. I think about that for like, if kids are trying to think of something that they want to get their mom
yes.
for Christmas, who's like in her 40s or 50s, like what a great gift. I have four sisters. We could have easily chipped in $50 a piece and gotten that for her. And then it's something substantial. So I don't think that we're insensitive to the idea that we're handing out $250 Christmas gifts. Cause I think that's a pretty high price point for a lot of people, but I think going in together on things to get something really wonderful is great.
Oh, for sure. Or for a spouse or something, or, you know, or if you're feeling like, I don't know what my partner, if maybe you have a partner who's not a great gift giver. Some people really have that and it's a real struggle. And then I really encourage you to say, you know what, how could I treat myself and like take care of that myself this year instead of having that expectation that maybe the other person will get me something great and then constantly disappointed by them. It just might be a better idea to sort of take the reins yourself.
I love that.
And maybe it's a great lip gloss. Then that's $20, not $250. You know, we got a range. Okay. And then one more thing before we go, because our gift guide episode is going on and on because we have so many fun things to talk about, is I always love to recommend a couple of kids' gifts. And my go-to spot is the Foundry Home Goods, which we've had Anna on the podcast before too, who owns the Foundry. She was on years ago. We really should have her back. But she just does such a great job curating a beautiful collection of everything. I mean, I go into her store and I want to live there. It's magical. But she has these kids' gifts that are so sweet. There's this rainbow wooden toy that, and they're made by this German toy maker. And it's kind of fun that you talked about the water bottle being made in Germany too. And then these are made in Germany. And she sells these German wooden animals that are these little wooden, beautiful, just cute toys that are so sweet sitting out in your playroom. These are things that like you'll want to have out displayed. And instead of just always leaning towards like the big plastic something, if you're getting a gift for like a niece or a nephew or grandkids or something like that, thinking about these little special things that really encourage kids' creativity, because these are just toys that they can build a whole world with their imagination instead of having the toy tell them how they're supposed to play with it. And Anna has a beautiful selection. And then the other thing about these, particularly Toxie-Free, Pour Moi, and the Foundry. Now, I can't really speak for the Mito, Tubes & Co. a little bit, but the other ones all do a great job of providing gorgeous gift wrap. And that is another thing to think about when you're buying the gifts, is the labor of having to wrap them. If the stuff comes already wrapped, it's really nice to just then have that checked off your list and have it done. Because when you're leaning towards Christmas and you're like heading to the family gathering and you're like me and you're sweating in the basement, wrapping something up, even if you have the materials, it's one extra thing that you have to do. Right. So I love buying from places that will do like a beautiful little craft paper wrapping and some ribbon and call it a day and you'll be set to go.
Which reminds me of the great scene in Love Actually, where the man is trying to buy a gift for the possibility of a mistress. Do you remember that scene?
I can't even. And when I watch it, it makes my blood boil.
I know.
It really is. It's so, I'm like, you're so cliched. This is so cliched.
Yes. But it's a great scene. It's a great scene. And that's a great movie other than the porn parts for Christmas, which I'll never understand the porn parts of Love Actually, but we don't have to talk about that now.
If you can get the version that is on like TV, they cut that out.
Yeah, it's pointless.
I know.
I don't understand it, but that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about gifts. We'll talk about Love Actually and porn another time.
Good talk. All right. Good gift guide. This is really fun. You've opened my eyes to some new things.
Good.
And then we got to bring up the banana and the stocking thing, which I will always then consider this episode a success just for that very reason.
There you go. If you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a review at Apple Podcasts.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best to the Nest or go to besttothenest.com. We are the podcast that brings you home.